Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, that everybody knows about, the stars. Everything is stars around me and has been for many, many years. First of all, I want to tell everybody, you know, the magazine will be going up, mysticlivingtoday.com will be going up on the 1st. I'll be starting it about the 27th or the 28th of this month. It's not too late to submit things, excerpts, articles, poetry, you know, really anything. I mean, just because it's called Mystic Living Today doesn't mean, ooh, it has to be, you know, like spooky. No, it's not about that at all. It's just about living today, spiritually living today. So it can be anything. I mean, I have a gal who's writing on when she was in the service, what happened to her. So it's kind of like off the beaten path, but all good stuff. So other than that, you know, you send your things to me at stars with a Z, cast at mysticlivingtoday.com, and I need an image to go along with it, and we'll be good to go. Generally, most of it is up on the 1st. I mean, I'll get some people that will send me things like, you know, like the night before, oh, Natalie, I won't make it. Well, you know, I do it all myself, so it doesn't matter. I can put it up the 1st, the 2nd, whatever you wish. I'll be happy to do it for you. Now, Stars Psychics, which you heard the commercial, my lovely friend that did that, you know, we're still offering for some clients 3 free minutes. That's kind of the other site that I have. And, of course, I also have planetstarswithaz.com. I told you, it's just I'm surrounded with the stars. That's what it is. So tonight I have a special guest. He's pretty renowned. I mean, to me he is. But he has done so much. He is the creator of something called Brain Tap. And we're going to get into all of that. And I want to welcome Dr. Patrick Porter. How are you today, Patrick?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on the show. Thank you, Arden. She's the one that set it up. You know, she sends me all of these things, and she'll say, well, who do you want? And talking to you, I thought, would be really interesting at this time in the world. I think it's very, very important. So you've done an awful lot. I think we should go over a little bit of it. You're a leader in the digital health and wellness field. I mean, I could read everything that's here. You have so much experience. You've developed this thing called Brain Tap. You also are an author. I'm looking at your picture here, and you look like a professor. Yes, you do. I've had a few of them on. And the one, I always tease him, and I said, well, you know, I'll ask you a lot of questions. If I was in your class, I would ask a lot. And I'd sit in the first row, raise my hand, and I said, of course I'd expect an A from you. And he laughs. He says, well, of course you get an A. And I always tell him, and I'm going to tell you this. I did not graduate from high school. And here I'm talking to someone who has all of this behind him, all of these degrees and everything. And this gentleman told me, yeah, but you got to understand something. You might not be book smart, but you are smart. And, I mean, you can learn just from life. But you have a PhD. I think what I want to do is start at the beginning. I always like to find out, how did Patrick get started into writing, becoming an author, delving into all of this with the brain, stress? How did you get started?
Well, luckily for me, my dad was a chronic alcoholic. That's really how it all started, believe it or not. And what he did was the priest and nun came over to the house and said, Michael, we're going to teach you how to relax. He didn't know how to relax. He thought he needed alcohol to do that. And it was a program called the Silva Method, which some of your listeners might have heard of before. Yeah. So my dad was one of the very first Silva instructors in Michigan. He handled the whole southwestern region of Michigan. And so I grew up actually setting up chairs, going to his seminars, and actually produced my very first affirmation tape for myself when I was 12 years old, when they came out with an alarm clock that actually woke you up with whatever you put on the cassette. So in the morning, I'd lay in bed and listen to an affirmation that would tell me about how wonderful my day was going to be. And if you knew me before that, I was a very negative kid. I got held back in second grade. I was troubled like most kids that didn't want to be in school. I was an artist, and I didn't want to be there. You know, I wanted to go draw and paint and play and things like that. And then once my dad taught me how to meditate, it changed my whole life. And then to kind of fast forward, and I went to school for electronics. And while I was in school for electronics, I actually had somebody give me a reading. And this person, my dad used to run a thing called ESP Forum in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh.
And he would bring in these people. And this guy, his name was Dr. Buchanan, who channeled through this doctor that we knew. He actually died on the operating table. They said, we can't do anything for this guy. They wheeled him off to the side. And he actually ran light through his body is what he said. And then these light beings instructed him on how to give these readings, like Edgar Cayce. And he told me what I was going to do when I was growing up, and it actually happened. So in that process, I had a bisulfite poisoning at a factory that I worked at in a town called Richmond, Michigan. And then I was visited by, most of your listeners might understand this for this group, but usually when I talk to doctors, I leave this part out. So you're getting something different. But I had a golden being actually come into my room and heal me, and they kept me in the hospital for 2 months.
Oh, don't laugh. I had the
months.
Same thing happen. I'll tell you in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. So after they kept me in there for 2 months to figure out how they healed me, which, of course, they didn't do anything. What they did was basically gave me a place to heal. But the day before they did the testing on me, because my bloodstream was full of bisulfite poisoning, I was in an industrial accident. But the day that my sister said she's going to send her guides to heal me, because in Silva, you know, we could see guides. If you grew up in my neighborhood, you might come over and have an aura reading party. And we would use the red light and do transfigurations and show people their past lives and things of that nature. So when I got this visitation and I was, quote, healed, I felt like I got a new lease on life. Like I tell people, I think I got a soul download, because before that I was in school and I knew everything my dad did, but I was a partier and things like that. But as soon as that happened, I had to stop doing that. I finished up my schooling and moved to Arizona. And while I was there, there's another series of events that happened, but I got introduced to a company called Light and Sound Research and started to become their research person. And then from there, went on to start my franchise company. There's a lot more we can go into, but that's basically how it all started, was my dad teaching me how to meditate and opened up one of my books that will be published here probably in the next 5 or 10 years, because my publisher said I better hold off. It's called Shamanism in the 21st Century, because I believe that that's what we need today, is we need, like, guides that help people even in the unseen world. So that's kind of
where we're at. Yeah, I had shamans on my show, Patrick, and they're amazing. I mean, they are totally amazing, and you're right. They bring in the guides. He did a session. Well, we went over an hour, probably went 2 hours. I've had a few of them on, and they are really beautiful people, beautiful souls. They really are. They're different. They're different than we are. I mean, their whole attitude is different. Their whole, the way they live is different. They don't live like we do. So, okay, so you did that.
Then I went to school. Of course, kept going to school to get my degree because that's what's necessary in the physical world, right? So and so I was a trainer for a company called Positive Changers, and I had an opportunity to buy out the owner, and then I grew that to 108 locations around the country, sold it in 2002, and was kind of semi-retired. I was too young to retire. I was just speaking and doing different things. And then in 2013, I decided to, because we were the ones that invented this technology called light and sound, there was nobody doing it before us. And it was called the MC Square because I really like Einstein. And what I did was when we went to the Consumer Electronics Show in Chicago in 1989, we got the best new gadget of the year. So that kind of launched everything. But if you can imagine, we had this kind of space-age technology. There's no cell phones. There's no CDs. There's really no internet that people do.
No.
People are carrying around bag phones and things like that. So even though it was a big hit at the show, nobody understood it. Now, what we believe is, you know, in 1890s, actually, in Battle Creek, Michigan, there was the very first health food store. Dr. Kellogg started it. So most people don't know that.
They Kellogg. Everybody has to understand. Patrick was born and raised in Michigan, which is where I came from. He was just on the west, and I was more southeast of the state. All these things that you're saying, I know. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we consider that, or I consider that, the first wave of wellness, because you have to take care of your body, even though we're not our bodies, obviously. We, you know, and what I jokingly tell people, although at funerals, everybody believes in the afterlife, but 2 weeks later, they don't anymore, because it's an uncomfortable space, and people go, they're in a better place. You know, everybody intuitively knows that loved one is not in the casket. You know what I mean? They know they're somewhere else as as a being of energy and light. And what we found so you need to physically take care of yourself, you know, so you can do these things. In fact, most of the yogis, I'm very blessed I partnered with six different universities in India, and I go over there quite often when we're not under these kind of requirements we have now. And we do research like on pranayama or breath work. And they just published one of my papers for PubMed, because we show that when you do this breath work, this yogic breathing, you actually balance the hemispheres of the brain and things of that nature. So I like to tell people that I pride myself on taking ancient traditions and making modern technology, because we're just replaying what happened in the past, and we live in a technology age.
People will understand that you're going to touch everybody. I mean, if you go talking about some of the strange stuff, they're going to just look at you and go, oh, he's weird. But, I mean, if you bring it down to earth, down to where they are, they're going to understand, really. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, all of this is very, very true and amazing stuff that you got into, and you're from Michigan. Gosh, I love it. But, okay, so carry us through now. I want to hear the rest of this.
Okay, so what happened at that point was we thought in the 70s, you know, nobody really thought about physical fitness before Arnold Schwarzenegger, and everybody made it such a big deal to be physically fit, right? If you told me in the 70s you're going to go work out, we'd say you're going to go swimming and go jogging, you're going to play golf. But now everybody knows about physical fitness. So we know we need to keep our body right, but we believe that the 2020s and beyond are brain fitness, that we have to take care of our brain. We're living longer, and nobody, you know, we're the first generation that says, hey, I don't want to be old and not be able to function. I don't want to sit
That's
on my
right.
porch in a rocking chair. I want to play with my grandkids. I want to have fun, do those kind of things. So we're talking about, this hit us a long time ago, because with what we were doing in the 80s, 90s, and now into the 2020s, now everybody's caught up with us. Now, back in the 80s when my dad, or the 70s when my dad was doing the Silva method, only about 5% of the people would even believe in meditation or relaxation technique. now almost everybody knows about yoga or Tai Chi or breathing techniques or taking some relaxation.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at. And so we're just moving on. And what I did, instead of having a franchise company, I designed the technology I have today. And we use Noje frequencies, sulfigeal frequencies. These are all we know now that we're not these physical bodies, but we are light beings. It used to be a metaphysical concept, but science has now proven that the 99% of our DNA that they call junk DNA, every 40 seconds there's a biophotonic charge or a light emitting, it's almost like a light emitting diode. It actually broadcasts through our system like fiber optics throughout the body, like our dura in that area of the body, and it actually changes our DNA. Every 40 seconds we're a different person based on the foods we consume, the water we drink, the people we're hanging out with. And so this is all done through biophotonic discharge. In fact, our science officer actually designed clothing that people can wear because you don't see the light. That's why only certain people can see this corona discharge around people. But every living thing, everything in creation emits a photonic charge. So we have in our cells what's called chromophores. These are like little batteries that store energy from sound, light, and vibration. And that's what builds up the ATP or the currency of our body. And so intuitively we all knew that we're light beings, and we know that sound works, you know, like drumming, doing a drum circle, getting out outside of ourselves and all these things. So what we're showing is that, hey, if you can be congruent, most people don't even know this. They think their brain's in their head. When the Maharishi was being tested at the Menninger Clinic, they were testing his brain waves, and he said, why are you testing my brain up here? I'm right here, and he's touching his heart. And now they know that our heart actually has 4,000 neutrino cells. We have a brain in our heart, and that controls the whole show. In fact, science has shown that when you're in gratitude and love and forgiveness, when you're doing any of these type of meditations, you're actually projecting more than 200 times the light that somebody who is negative or is angry or is upset. So they're able to actually measure photonic discharge out of the body now. So all these concepts that people used to think were just metaphysical and, you know, nobody, you know, would believe anybody. I used to have a bumper sticker that said, I am light, you know, and I'd get a lot of crap from it because people go, what do you mean you're light? But that's, we are all light.
Yeah, I am of the light. I used to tell people that too, I am of the light. Yep. And, when I started all of this back in Michigan, they really didn't know. I mean, and I'm going to tell you about this, what came to me when I was, while I was dying. Like you, something came to my room and lit it up all a golden color. I woke up. You know, I didn't go in the hospital because I just told my doctors, look, I'm going to stay home. I mean, what are you going to do for me there? Just poke me in. Yeah, he said, okay, so we'll try it. So I woke up this one night, Patrick, and my room was just this bright. It was like a light was on, a huge light. So I kept blinking my eyes thinking, what is this? What is this? I turned around, and here was what looked to me like about a 7-foot crystal, a raw crystal, not smooth, but it was kind of like jagged, on the back of my wall. Well, I was part of this big organization that I collected all the money for, and everybody there, they were healers. They were all spiritual people, right? Well, I got to be friends with a few of them, and I had to interview them anyways to get into the club and all that. But they all said to me, well, that was healing. And I said, no, it wasn't just healing. I said, you don't understand. I had to see it with my eyes. It could have been done while I was asleep. I didn't have to know, but I did. I had to see it. I've never forgotten it. And when you mentioned this yellow being, it was very similar to me, very similar. I never saw it again. Did you ever see yours again?
No, but I traveled all over the world asking people who it was, and I still don't know. I think it was my soul energy. That's the only thing I can come up with. I don't know.
Well, I had a lady that was my co-host. She always felt, because of my childhood, I was alone. I mean, I had parents, but they were just parents. She always thought, because of the way I am, that my parents, I was just given to my parents, that I was actually taken care of and educated by archangels. She did not think, because nobody helped me as a little kid, nobody. I mean, I didn't have any help. I learned to read by myself, or I think I did by myself, all of that. So she told me, she said, you know, all that happened to you when you were a little girl, you should be a so-and-so on wheels. You know, you should be a bitch on wheels, pardon my French. She said, you really should be. But she said, you are the opposite. You are giving, and you are of the light, she would tell me. And she said, you just see the goodness in everybody. I said, I just try to help everybody. I just try to do. And you know, Patrick, I'm really healthy. I'm not even going to knock on wood, because I believe that all the things that we've done in our lives, like yourself, it's not, you can't call it a payback, but it does give you a lot of check marks on the right column, on the column that's important. And that's how I look at it, like bad checks and good checks. We have lots of good checks because of what we do. And I think what you're saying is so true. And if this would have all been brought to light, there's the word light, years ago, nobody would have listened. They would have thought you were nuts. You know, even some of the things that I would talk about, they'd look at me like, oh, yeah, sure, Natalie, You know, they didn't have to believe. But see, you did. You carried it even further. So, okay, so you developed all of this, okay, and then what happened?
Well, then I started to train doctors because I thought, where are the people that need the help the most? And they're going to natural medicine practitioners. So I started to build up a group. We have about 2,400 clinics now that I consult with that use our systems in their clinics to help bring them into really to downregulate the sympathetic system, what I like to call the survivor brain, and turn on the thriving brain. Because once you're in the thriving brain, that's when you can have the, if you want to call them mystical experiences, the healing experiences. When you're in the stress mode and you're just trying to survive, the brain just doesn't have the capacity to think beyond its three-dimensional space. You know, so we've got to get rid of the stress so that people can expand. I think the reason we have the big problems we have right now in our world is people are thinking this is the physical world is it, and the one who dies with the most toys wins. You know, and that's not really true. You know, we know it's not true, that this is a very temporary place, because reality is based on longevity. You know, when the mystics said this is an illusion, it's because this world, we're only in it. Even if we were a Coptic master and they say they live to be 240 years old, that's only 240 years. I mean, these bodies have been around for 200,000 years. So we have, you know, we're basically just here for a short time, and nobody's thinking about what happens when we leave, or a good number of people. They're just destroying our environment. They're destroying our health. They're keeping us in fear when people watch broadcast news. You know, I tell people the best thing you can do for your health is not watch the news. You know,
exactly.
It's so negative.
You know, because it is stressful. Because I stopped watching it for months. And then I was kind of, you know, I'm always concerned about people. I was concerned about the people, you know, over in Afghanistan and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So, but I found myself, Patrick, getting upset. I would shut it off and say, that's enough of this. This is doing a number on you, Natalie. It is, and I think it was pulling my energy, dragging me down, making me feel horrible. When I do that, I have no ambition. I have no desire to do anything, and that's not like me at all. So I am intelligent enough, shut it off. I didn't even watch it today, and I'm not going to watch it again because we can't do a thing about it over there. We cannot. We have to trust in the intelligence that's out there. We have to know that the very best is being done. The capabilities are there, and you and I, even if we went there, we couldn't change anything. Probably get ourselves
there's
shot.
A good book. There's a good book that's called Spear of Destiny, and it talked about how Hitler had the opportunity. Hitler came in with a mission to unify Europe. He could have done it in a peaceful, loving manner, but he chose to do it with war and, you know, stress and, you know, became one of the biggest mass murderers of our time. Well, I think we're dealing with people that make Hitler look like a rookie.
Right.
Because they're, I mean, you
they're
don't
fearless.
Just take the military out. Yeah. So it's,
they
it's
are.
Like
I mean, they ride
the,
around in these little Toyotas, all these pretty much younger guys, okay, following this whatever that sits at a table. They're brainwashed.
Yep.
He's like a Hitler.
Yep.
He is.
Yep.
And, you know, my son was over and we were talking and I said, I can't understand. He said, well, first of all, Mother, I wouldn't want you there because your big mouth would get you shot. I said, because he said, you would gather all the people. What's wrong with the people that are not standing up? They're afraid to get shot. They're afraid of that. But they should be afraid of just being there because you don't know what's
right.
going to happen.
Right.
Once
well,
we're out
there,
of there.
I do. I truly believe there are energy vampires. You know, we all know on a lesser degree we have a friend or a family member. When they're in
right.
the room, the light gets a little darker. You know, the room gets
darker.
They suck
everything out of you.
Right. Yeah, yeah, they suck all the energy. Well, I think there's a mass. It's kind of like there's this. It's happening globally now. It's almost like something's feeding off all this negative fear and anxiety.
Right.
And, I mean, this is a planet. I mean, if I was from outer space and I came here and said, these people are the craziest I've ever seen. They only have a finite existence. They live in a finite planet, and they're destroying it, and they're destroying each other. It's like, you know, from a higher – when you get that, like, higher consciousness, if you will, when you start thinking of the world not as – you know, your own private piggy bank, but you look at it as, hey, we're all here. Nobody gets out of here alive. So we have to start feeling in
right.
the only thing that I really find solace in is that one person in life, like when I was talking about they did the photic discharge and the heart math is doing a thing of coherence on the planet. They're showing how we're changing the vibration of the planet. One person in the light can take care of 5,000 in darkness. So we just need to keep teaching people how to lighten up, how to be
that's
brighter
right.
minds.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, you have, and that's, I mean, we're not talking about little goody two-shoes. Well, we are, but
yeah.
there is just a way, because even my son will say to me, Mother, how can you believe all of this? I said, how can I not? Okay. He said, I know you have belief stamped on your forehead. I said, I do. I just believe. And for somebody who didn't get out of school, out of high school, I could have, except I didn't. I went to beauty school after that, so I did do something with my
mm-hmm.
life. But I'm doing something with mm-hmm. my life. I shouldn't say that I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to believe that there is something else, that this, all of this, is not all there is, go ahead. Tell me. What
I was
going to
say we have
being...
this. Yeah, I was just going to say we. There has to be an intelligent design because look at our body. It's self-healing. You know, all we have to do is get the right conditions, and the body knows how to heal itself. Now, if we're
mm-hmm.
stressed out or anxious or we're in the wrong environment, then, yeah, our body will continue to get sick. But if we get out in the sunshine, we drink plenty of water, we get the rest that we need, we, you know, healthy foods, then we're going to be healthy because our body knows how to do that. So and the same thing is true, with society, that it's just for whatever reason, and there's a lot of course, you watch like Ancient Aliens in that, you'll see they, you know, that we've got this gene that's been passed down from whoever messed with our DNA. And it's this, basically this need to dominate, you know, and I think that's one of our missions here on Earth is to realize that it's a cooperation, not competition. You know,
right.
the more we can cooperate and do our thing,
it
you
makes
know,
life
I would
much
love
better.
If you could just,
we're not here yeah. to own and possess. You know, I was really quiet when I was young.
The new brain dead. Bring me a new
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, somebody just walked in. I had to tell them I'm in.
Oh. Hello, whoever walked in. I'm only going to keep him for a while. But no, you're right. You everything that you're saying makes a lot of sense. But I want to talk to you before. Well, we still have time. But if you have time, you have a regular wake up session before getting out of bed, an afternoon reboot, and a go to sleep session. Now, what are those? What do you do? I have trouble when I wake up. Yeah. I am not in good shape. Every bone in my body is hurting me, and I don't have anything wrong with me. I walk around, and I wonder to myself, well, what can I do? I turn on my computer. I mean, I have two sites that I deal with, and that's good, but I find that I lack ambition in the morning. So you know what I do? I have my coffee, and my cat's with me, and we sit there, and we meditate. We don't do anything. We don't think anything. We just sit there because it's something with my brain. It's something, and my dreams are unreal. I mean, I'm dreaming all the time. And I would really like to wake up feeling better. So tell us a little bit. I don't know if it's a program you have to get into. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. First, let me tell you how it all works. So let's say that we're on a spaceship coming toward Earth, and we look at Earth on our finder. We could measure the frequency of the Earth from 0.01 to 100. If we were sitting near a volcano going off, it would be 100 hertz frequency. If we were at the calmest place on the planet, it would be 0.01. So if we want to go to 10 hertz, which happens to be alpha, we can sit by the ocean. But in ancient times, what they would do is they would do what they call candle gazing. It's also called a jyoti meditation. What that does is it engages a brainwave that we now know as SMR, sensory motor rhythm. That's the one that wakes up the brain. So as you get better looking and more intelligent with age, that's the brainwave that suffers. So what you're doing is perfect. But what we've done is we've actually created an algorithm that puts you into the environment where the brain begins to be stimulated. We call it digital coffee because it's only a 10-minute session. But what it does is it trains the brain to wake up ready for action. And if you don't, you're doing meditation and breath work and things like that when you're meditating, which is perfect. But a lot of people, their brain still is dysregulated, which means that one hemisphere, just to give your listeners an idea, we did a study with women, 55, 65 years old. We had them listen in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, the sessions you said for 6 weeks. We measured their brains using a device called the Wavi, where we can measure electrical information from your brain has electrical stimulus. So you have to put something on the brain to get those readings. The heart is magnetic. So you can actually measure that from up to 18 feet away because that's how strong our heart energy is. And so what we did was we were measuring both the heart and the brain. And we wanted to see these were women all on the dementia scale. They've all been diagnosed with dementia. They took the Cambridge score test with dementia. So they were flat out. They had dementia. We measured their brain. We noticed their left hemisphere was moving slower than the right hemisphere. You don't want that. We live in a synchronistic universe. Everything is
always in
balance.
You want them to be going at the same time.
Yes. So what we did is we had them wake up in the morning because that's the time you start the day. If you can win the morning, you win the day, and you found something for yourself that works, which is great. So we do that, and your listeners can actually go to braincap.info for free and get the app and try these things. And they'll also get to read one of my books. It's downloaded for free on there. And then in the afternoon, what we find is every person around the planet, you know, we all think about Ra and how the Egyptians would pray to the sun god. Well, the reality is that our body is actually tuned to the light of our sun. As an example, every day at 2 o'clock, our temperature drops. Every day at 2 o'clock in the morning, a.m., it heats up 2 degrees. Our brain only produces, and if we don't get to sleep before 2 o'clock in the morning, if we can get to sleep by 10 o'clock, between 10 and 2, that's the time when your brain makes all, or your body makes all the melatonin. Now, melatonin isn't only for the brain and for sleeping, it's for the whole body. So you have to be in bed at that time. So what we found in the middle of the day, because everyone's temperature drops, that's telling us, because these bodies were designed, every one of us comes from Africa. So these bodies were designed to live in the Serengeti. So what do the animals do in the afternoon in the Serengeti?
They sleep.
Playing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, they take a nap. So what we did is we created a 20-minute session that mimics a four-hour nap. In fact, gives you 80% of the energy you had in the morning, because we have technology now that can measure ATP production across the cells of the body, because everything in the universe is vibrating and teeming with energy. So we can actually measure that with a device that we have.
Well, you know, if everybody, the people that are listening and who will listen, go to something called braintap.com. You're going to get a better understanding of what's going on. But, you know, I'm looking at this. We were talking about this, and I was laughing. I said, oh, my God, I'm on the left side of this for most of these things. But there's a non-brain tapping. I like to call it a brain tapper and a brain tapping. Well, you know, the non is like you're prone to stress, experience anxiety, difficulty controlling weight, low energy or mood, brain fog, or poor health. So when I was talking to Patrick before the show, I said, well, you know, two of these I don't have, so I guess that's good. But
yeah.
I am prone to stress. I do experience anxiety. I don't have trouble controlling my weight at all. Sometimes I have low energy, and I have brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things, I guess, that I myself would have to work on, correct?
That's right. So we have over 1,300 sessions to build this neuroplasticity. So let me kind of just round out that study so the listeners don't think I didn't tell them the end result. So after 6 weeks of doing the evening session, right before you go to bed, it's also important that you go to sleep, and we drop you off into Delta, because at night, when you're sleeping, they now know. In 2016, American Scientific came out with a study that showed that we now have a glia lymphomic system. We always had a lymphatic system, but the medical community didn't acknowledge it. And they found out that's because only during deep REM sleep or level 4 sleep does it open up and release. So if you're not reaching that deep level sleep for at least an hour or two every night, now you do it in small bursts. So it only happens in 2 or 3 minutes. So what we did is we designed a program that basically trains your brain to go to that deep level, because some people, it can take up to 4 hours just to unwind from the day. You know, they might have had a stressful day, so they don't really get into that deep sleep state for hours at a time. So what we did is we created that. So what happened with this group after 6 weeks, just to summarize it, and people can go to braintapresearch.com to get the real story, the full story, but that group, we found out within 6 weeks had 49% more neuroplasticity. What that means is their brain improved its speed overall by 49%. The hemispheres were balanced. They actually had a 58% reorganization skills, which we know we've all had friends or family members, as they get older, they get upset and they're not able to get back to center anymore. You know, they don't know how to do that. So that's one of the things that a dysregulated brain does. So by doing these, you don't have to do it 3 times a day every day. Of course, if you have a problem like dementia, you might want to do that. Pick your time of the day you need it most. If it's in the morning, do it then. If it's in the afternoon, do it then. If you're not sleeping, then you do it at night right before sleep. That's probably the biggest thing that we find with the brain tap, is putting people to sleep and getting better sleep, because think of it as a superpower. You know, when you get good night's sleep, you've got all those neurotransmitters, those 54 neurotransmitters you need for the next day to make you feel good and occupy space and time with joy. If you don't have those, you feel like you're pulling a parachute behind you all day. So that's the key, is to most people that use BrainTap use it at night.
You know, and I'll tell you what happens with me. Okay, so I go through my day, but I'm struggling. I take breaks. I can't. And like right now, I'm full of energy. I'm talking. I'm, you know, energetic. You can tell in my voice. But during the day, I have trouble. I really have trouble. Now, I don't eat real good, Patrick, so that's not good. I mean, I do, but I'm not a true vegan. But I don't eat beef or pork or any of that. I'm an animal. I'm an activist. I love them all. So I try to stay away from all that. And I told my son I'm probably going to look like a tuna, because I keep eating tuna all the time, because I like salmon and stuff like that. But, you know, the thing of it is that you just have to be balanced all day long. And that's not simple. I mean, that's not a simple thing. I don't know how, like for me, I mean, I have to try something in the morning. I think that would be key for me because I'm not – that's when I start – I mean, I have a great dream, and I'm in a level. You know what that means. So I'm in a level here.
Yeah.
When I wake up, just before I wake up, actually, that's when I start to hear things. I hear chimes. I hear this. I hear phone rings. I hear all of that. Now, what level is that, Patrick? What is that called? You're in that level where you're not really awake.
When you're in that state, when you're in that state, you're in a state called hypernesia. That's the state between theta and alpha. That's between being asleep and being awake. That is actually the most powerful state. That's where when we measure, now we can measure gamma as well. But what we find is those people who are intuitive or very creative people, they have a high degree of theta activity in the brain, and they have a high degree of gamma activity in the brain. And especially healers and people who are more intuitive or psychic, they tend to have a lot more alpha and theta because these are timeless realms to the brain. You know, what Einstein said, he said, if you're around a beautiful woman for an hour, it seems like a minute. If you're sitting on a hot stove for a minute, it seems like an hour because time is irrelevant in that level of the mind. So in the morning, I usually use that as an example to people. I'll say, have you ever woke up in the morning and you heard a song on the radio? Maybe you didn't like it that much, but that song stuck in your head all day.
Yeah.
And most people have had that experience. That's because theta, when I say super hypernesia, that means super memory state. So now you have discretionary access to this. Now, if you can, some people can stay conscious at those lower states of brain activity, but if your brain's exhausted, you fall asleep. But if you can stay there, you can start seeing the energy systems that surround everything and everyone, because this universe just keeps replicating itself. All the information, like Dr. Nassim Harriman, he's probably one of the most well-known, outspoken physicist of our day. He basically says that every cell, at the core of every cell, is a black hole, and all the information in the universe is in every cell. So, how do we get access to that? It's like if the information's there, but it's like having the Wi-Fi, or like I tell people, the radio signals and TV signals are going right through you right now. But if you don't have a TV to receive it, you don't know that. So we can
you don't have a receiver. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm not in that state all the time. But when I am, that's when I seem to pick up all of this. It's like my phone rings, but it's not my phone. I don't hear voices. I have heard voices before. I heard just before my dear friend passed, I heard the strumming of a harp, one strum of the harp, the chord of a harp. Things like that. I've heard, like you've heard of the three knocks of death. I've heard that before. I mean, I hear these weird things. But I can't do it all the time. So I don't know how to get into that state. I think it's because I have to go to sleep properly, correct? I have to rest, and I must not.
Yeah. Well, you might find when you can download the Brain Tap. We have just music-only ones that have solfeggio frequencies.
Yeah.
You could put your earbuds in. Once you go there, like when we would take the gurus over in India and we would have them listen to the tones, of course, they could go there on their own. They'd meditate. But then as soon as we told them this is theta, all we had to do is say, go to 7 hertz frequency, go to 10 hertz frequency, and they could just go there intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
So once you're there in that state, it's kind of like going, if you've ever been to Hawaii, let's say, and somebody talks about Hawaii, the images of Hawaii come into your brain because you remember Hawaii. So the same thing is true with these states of consciousness that we have.
Mm-hmm. So now
everybody can do this.
Okay, I'm on your site. You have tonal therapy, guided visualization, and 10-cycle holographic music. Which is the one that, like, for somebody like me, where do I go?
Well, the first thing you do is you go to braintap.info. You're going to the information site. There you have to pay for it. I want you to go to the free site. So you can go to the free site, which is braintap.info, And you just put in your name, your email address, and it'll send you an email to sign up. And then you then you'll give you directions how to download the app. And then you're going to see there'll be one that's called Wake Up. There's one that's called Go to Sleep. Those are all bundles you'll get to use for 15 days at no charge.
Well, now what is it called again? It's called, tell me again.
Brain Tap, all one word, BrainTap dot, yeah, dot info. So it's BrainTap.
F like in Frank or S like in Sam?
It's F.
I-N-F-O. Like in Frank.
Yes, like Frank.
F-O, okay. Oh, here, I see.
And you don't
so
have to put
everybody.
A credit card number in there or anything. It'll just give you, it'll give you free access. And it'll also, once you do that, it'll resolve to a place where you can download my book as a PDF. It's a full book. It's not an e-book. It's a full 240-page book that you get to keep. You can read it on your phone or your e-reader or whatever you have.
Right.
The digital copy
right.
of it.
Right. Oh. Okay, cool. This is cool. Very cool. You're very cool. You're very cool. So now, tell me, when you do all of, you do a lot of seminars, like you're in between something you said right now that you blocked
yeah.
off this
mm-hmm.
time to spend with me. Mm-hmm. What are you doing like this evening?
This evening we have a mastermind group in Phoenix that we're, remember I said about cooperation instead of in collaboration instead of competition. So these are
yes.
all people in the same field as me, but we're getting together to figure out how can we raise the consciousness of the area. They're all, most of them are clinics that use BrainTap. So we're brainstorming on how we can get the word out because sometimes people will poo-poo, like you said, even a good thing. You know, you can prove it all day long, but until somebody experiences it, you know, I tell them it's the St. Thomas effect. You know, you got to put your fingers in the nail holes. So we're here doing demos, letting people come out, try out the equipment. We're reading. We have a piece of technology that reads 9 different variables on the nervous system. We can show them the energy across the system. We have people here with something called the BioWell, which can actually take a picture of your aura. So there's different things like that that we do here just to show we're my like I said, my mission is to show them that these ancient traditions are really the modern technology, like even where we're speaking right now over the internet and over our phones, that's quantum physics. I mean, we're using quantum physics to do this. So when we think about our culture, we're using crystals all day long. You know,
yeah.
we can use crystals like I carry one in my pocket that is a clearing crystal, but
yep.
we use crystals in other ways too. So we have the way that we know how to use them as practitioners of, you know, just wellness, but there's also they've used it in technology because it keeps repeating itself, all these things. So we're here to share and grow. Now this weekend I'm going to be both in Phoenix and Las Vegas because I'm going from here. We're doing a group, a training here for our doctors in the area and other doctors called Brim Hall Wellness. But then in Vegas, we're going to be at the American Naturopathic Medical Association where I'm speaking 3 times there. That's more my family because they're all into alternative. What I didn't say earlier too is my mother went in Kalamazoo, got an iridology reading. And for those that have never done that, they should look that up because your eyes tell you all about the health of your body. Your ears tell
yes,
you all about the health
yes.
of your body. Your,
we talked
your
about
hands
that
and
when
feet.
I was in this group. Yes. Uh-huh. I'm familiar with all this. I mean, it was really funny because I said to the gal that set up some of my stuff for me, and I said, oh, my gosh, this man is so intelligent. She said, oh, come on. You'll be able to talk his ear off. But,
mm-hmm.
but I, you know, it's just, You are in line with what I have known. Maybe a lot of people don't know it from when I got started into all of this. But we're parallel with each other. I mean, you came from the same area. You're very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You have crystals,
yep.
all of that kind of thing. Isn't it amazing? And that's to tell everybody out there, you are more like the person next to you than you think. You don't even
yes.
know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know.
Like in this reality, we do a lot with plant-based medicine, too, for research. Like we're doing a program with in Dallas, Texas, with Dr. David Rosenthal with PTSD with the vets. And because they're not able to get outside of themselves, because they're under so much stress and, you know, the war has done such that they're using a psilocybin at the same time they're using BrainTap. But we had a group of people that couldn't do, they didn't want to do a psilocybin because they were addicted to other things. And they didn't want to do a drug. It's not really a drug. It's a plant-based medicine. So we mapped out the brains of 10 of the vets that were on the psilocybin trips. And what we found was they had high gamma going on. And high gamma is triggered by a GABA production. GABA actually helps to hallucinate. So if somebody's doing DMT and those kind of things, we know the brain is the precursor to that is GABA. That happens in theta. So when you think about these, like the people who are intuitive or that they give readings and things like that, the ones that are really good, they're basically producing the neurochemicals that allow their brain to show them the images and pictures. Because without that neurochemical, the brain doesn't, it's like having a TV, but the LED crystals aren't lighting up. So our biological system matches our electrical system, and then we have these wonderful experiences that we can share. And, you know, when you think about even the Akashic records and things like that, when people are reading it, they're now they now know that there's a structured energy field around every person. And science is proving this. It's not something that is, you know, it is metaphysical because it's beyond our physical, but the physical world is now recognizing that there's this non-physical world. In fact, our universe is made up of 80% dark matter that they still don't know what it is. It occupies more space and time than anything else, and it's pushing our universe out at a rate of about, I guess, 80,000, they say 80,000 square millimeters a second or something like that. It's incredible. We're not even this, we're not, never in the same place, but people want to, you know, they want to say today is the same as yesterday. Well, that's impossible. You're different. You're, when you wake up in the morning, you're stepping into a new river because every cell has changed. Through epigenetics and all of this. So we live in a very beautiful time. It's just, what do we focus on? You know, and like you said, if you focus on Afghanistan, which we have to pray and give energy to that, but not negative energy, but just we have to give energy to it because they need energy and resources, and greed has taken over our planet, unfortunately. You know, and we gotta win it back.
Yeah, you know, I have said to many people about just the virus and everything. I said to them on the air that it feels like the world is like it can't tip over, but it feels like it's tipped over, you know, a little bit. And I said, it's kind of like everything was about the money. Everything. Mm-hmm. You notice that. You know, in your world, it's all about the money. Well, you know, I believe in what you can't see, and that's what I always say at the end of the show, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. That a higher power said, okay, so you want to go that route? Well, I'm going to change it all. I'm going to flip the coin, and you're going to feel what it's like not to know about the money. And I it's kind of like a wake-up. It's a wake-up for everybody. I mean, you and I are not going to change because of how we feel, and it's not about training, it's just who we are. I'm not going to change, you know, I love everything. I love people, I was telling you, I love animals, just everything. So I think it's kind of like a wake-up call, but you know what really bothers me the most is that there are so many people who they don't want to protect themselves and they don't want to protect anybody else. What is that, being selfish? I mean, I have a good friend. Her husband's now got COVID. They would not get a vaccination. She would wear a mask when she was around me because I'm older than her. And I told her, I said, I'm not going to be around you if you don't adhere because I have to protect myself, right? So she's probably got it too. So, but they get adamant about this. Why? Why, Patrick? Why are people like that?
Well, they don't really have a solution. I mean, because even the solution we have doesn't stop anything. So,
no.
But I will tell you this, that there is technology that I was just with a doctor in Orange County that has, they use what they call Prexin Blue. It's a medicine that's activated by 660 nanometer light. And it's been proven to help with Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr, And now they're giving people, they're able to clear out COVID in 2.5 days because it's just a virus. And it, and the byproduct of this medicine is energy. So even after this is over, this will be a find. We're finding now that light is becoming more and more important in medicine. So, but we have to look outside of something that won't harm people. You know, the first law
right.
of medicine is
right.
I will do no harm. Unfortunately,
right.
this is not happening right now. So a lot of people
no.
don't know what to do because there's a lot of harm being done out there. So I think my thing is I let people be in the space they're in.
That's right,
we
me too.
Have yeah, there's something called psychoimmunology. There's no better immunity than the human body. But the problem is our immunity is in our gut. And if we're not eating healthy foods, and by the way, stress is
it's
more
compromised.
Fattening than chocolate. Yeah. So
yeah.
just the stress from one event, like let's say you watch the morning news, you produced more sugar than a candy bar in your system just by watching the news. Now, if you're already compromised because you have diabetes or you're type 2 diabetic or something like that, then things happen. I saw a girl here in California when I was visiting 2 months now. She's reversed diabetes 1 by using a product called CVAC. Now, they don't claim that, but what happened was because the body, the way that it works, it's a product that it mimics altitude training. So I just want to let everyone know that there is some things going on out there in the medical world that are far beyond a pill. I always say the pill without the skill is worthless. So
there you go. I love that.
The pill, so,
true.
So we need to, so even you know, everybody wants the pill. I always say one of my favorite slides that I put in my presentation is a I don't know if you remember the Quick chocolate milk, Nestle's Quick. And
no, of course,
I had someone
yeah.
I had an artist do a rendition of that where it says 2 scoops to instant Buddha. And it's got a picture of a Buddha meditating, but it looks just like the Nestle's Quick because, unfortunately, that's what people want. They don't want to do the work. They just want to put two scoops in milk in the morning and be instant Buddha. You know, Buddha
yeah,
didn't
exactly.
sit by the tree.
Exactly. They want it quick,
you know,
and they want it now.
Mm-hmm.
Quick and now. And but you know, let them be in their own space. That's all you can do. And you know, she called when my friend called, and I said I didn't even say anything. Like, you know, if you would have listened to me, but I didn't. No. I'm not going to do that. I think everybody should do what they feel is right, right? And
mm-hmm.
But I want them to go to BrainTap, and I want them to learn more about you, because and I know you have to go, but your site is drpatrickporter.com, and then you have
yep.
BrainTap.com, and if you go to the BrainTap .com. Is it .com info?
No, it's just
brain, is that what it is?
It's just braintrap.info. They can get it for free.
Yeah, it's a reboot, you know, BrainTrap tap for free and all of this. I mean, it's just so much information that I believe in because I think it's important, and it's important to get it out to the world. And I want to thank you for coming on. I know you have something else you have to go back to. This was your kind of your break. Hopefully you get another hour
yep.
of a break. After talking so much to me. I mean, I told
no,
you I talked
great.
To you off. I mean, I really,
right.
And I loved having you on because, you know, we find out where you really are. I mean, yes, you're super intelligent. Yes, you have a PhD, but you're still in line with Natalie. You still experience and know what I know, what you know. I mean, we're like on the same path. It's amazing. Plus, you're from Michigan, so you got to be really good.
Yep. There you go. I appreciate
yeah,
that. I appreciate
evening.
Being on the show.
Thank you again for coming on the show and taking time from your busy schedule. I'm just so honored. I really, really am. And with that, I'm going to tell everybody we're going to, of course, play our music that we always play at the end because it's good. It's healthy. I want everybody to feel good. And, of course, Candy's in the chat room. I want to thank her for presenting Dr. Porter all over the place. And I'm going to tweet it, and it's going to go off to Twitter, and then we're going to push it out every place else. And I always put a little note when I tweet it that you really need to listen to this. Some of you don't even realize you are in the exact same place, and it's really important. It's really important. So with that, you know, I end the show. As always, let's see, I'm going to tell you who's next week. Well, I don't even know who's next week yet. I have to confirm everything. You know, sometimes people change things, and there's nothing wrong with that. I do have somebody next Wednesday. I don't have a show this Friday, so I get a break, right? Yay! And but, you know, I love doing this anyways. And I want everybody to be safe out there. Take good care of yourselves. Go to braintap.com, okay, and go and read about Dr. Patrick Porter. Such an amazing man. I'm just so honored that he even wanted to come on my show because, you know, I always think of myself as a nobody. I'm not a nobody, but you know what I'm saying. I'm in the scheme of things. I'm just a lady who talks to these beautiful people and brings their work out to the world where maybe they wouldn't even know about them, and that's what I love. That's part of who I am. So, okay, without further ado, I'm going to tell you, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And we're going to play Free to Love. And I keep forgetting this gal's name. Tell me again what her name is. Candy, what's her name? I never remember her name. Why? I don't know. Candy, what is her name? Oh, Gabby Ray. Thank you. I etched that in my brain. So anyways, it's Free to Love. So you are free to love. So let's listen to that, and I will see you next Wednesday with another nice guest. And we want to again thank Dr. Porter for being on the show.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder. Hey.
Good night, everybody. Remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Thank you, Candy. Love you.